Of course, that just made everybody more interested in him.
Courtney, I want you to find out everything you can about Alex. He's so mysterious. I can't stand not knowing anything about him.
Ordered Laura. A week passed.
Courtney, have you found out anything about Alex yet?
Asked Laura.
No, not yet.
Said Courtney.
Surely it's not that hard. What's taking you so long?
Said Laura. On Saturday morning, Laura went to Madison City. She was totally bored with all the stores in Parkdale, so she decided to look at some of the cool shops in Madison. She spent a couple of hours shopping, then she started to feel really hungry and thirsty.
I have to have a coffee right now,
she said to herself. There was a coffee shop right across from the clothing store. She ordered a sandwich and a cappuccino. As she ate her lunch, on the other side of the road, she saw a boy in a t-shirt, expensive jeans, and a baseball cap. There was no mistaking who it was.
Aha! Mysterious Alex. Very interesting,
Laura thought.
I wonder where he's going.
She quickly paid the check and ran down the sidewalk. She could still see Alex, but only just. Laura ran across the road and followed him, making sure she was several meters behind him so that he wouldn't see her. Alex was heading for the cannery, the older, dirtier, and more dangerous part of town. Laura suddenly felt really nervous. She was about to turn back when she saw Alex stop and talk to a few men standing outside the doorway of an old building. They were rough and dangerous looking, some with long hair, beards, and tattoos. They seemed to know Alex well and were happy to see him. Alex went inside. He was gone for a long time. Laura really wanted to wait, but it felt too dangerous. She quickly walked back uptown where she felt safe again. She thought long and hard about what she had seen. The following weekend, Laura decided to go back to Madison to see if Alex was there again. He was. At almost the same time, Alex came walking past the coffee shop. He was dressed very casually again, in jeans, a sweater, and a hat. This time, he was wearing sunglasses and carrying an expensive-looking leather bag. Laura followed him downtown at a distance again. This time, she had brought her pepper spray with her, just in case. Alex went straight to the same building. There were different men standing outside from last week, but they still looked mean, and they knew Alex. Alex high-fived two of them and held up the bag. The men looked pleased and laughed. Then they all went inside. After a minute or two, Alex suddenly came back out. Laura got a fright when he looked up and almost saw her. She ran into a side street. Her heart was racing, and she took some deep breaths to calm down. Instead of the bag, Alex was carrying a couple of thick envelopes. He looked around him and then headed back uptown. Laura followed Alex all the way back through the dirty, dangerous streets. She was worried that he would see her, but he was walking quickly and he didn't look back. When they were back uptown, Alex walked over to the train station and stood outside waiting.